James Blunt with a track called Champions. Before that, Queen, We Are the Champions. And right now, I can confirm on a Tuesday morning that a champion has arrived at the studio, Radio Life and Style Studio. And normally on a Tuesday, we connect with our friend Mr. Chapman, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing for a legendary plumbing radio feature. Radio stations to do it. But we were very eager to connect today to find out how things went with Barry's recent adventure up in Joburg. The Plumbing Olympics took place recently. We sent our very own Olympian to go and represent the KZN North Coast, and he did the business. He's come back with the gold. We can confirm that we have an Olympic athlete in Barry Chapman and a podium finish, a first place. Barry, we had no doubt. We knew you were going to go over there and knock their socks off. Were they ready for what you brought? That's what I want to know. Were you coming in there a favorite? Or were you an underdog? Were you on the radar at all?
I don't think I would have been nominated by people in the industry to go up there if they didn't have a bit of confidence in me. I basically went up there with the attitude of let's go experience it, let's have fun, let's meet new people, let's laugh, and enjoy the experience.
For those who haven't been regularly tuning in and catching up plumbing conversations, what is the Plumbing Olympics? Is it a real thing?
So in a collaboration with the PRB, so the Plumbing Industry Registration Board and the Institute of Plumbing South Africa, IOPSA, at the Plumbing Indaba, they created the Plumbing Indaba with the Traveling Expo guys up in Joburg. And it was at King's Park in Marks Park in Emerentia in Joburg. And it was an exhibition with some conference aspects of it, you know, new tech in the industry, how AI is influencing our industry, new products on the market. And then, obviously, the most important part was the Plumbing Olympics.
Yo.
So the Plumbing Olympics comprised of 8 contestants, and there was a gent from Stellenbosch area. There was another guy from Mossel Bay. There was one gent from Bloemfontein, 2 from KZN, 1 Umhlanga and Belito, and then 3 guys from the Gauteng region.
So a bit of a sampling, broad sampling of plumbing across the country.
No, it was good. And so basically we arrived there 9 o'clock in the morning. We got given our packs that we could open at 9. So I think I arrived there at 7:30, got a little understanding of where we were going, what we were doing. You know, no information, just now starting to realize what we might be doing. And then 9 o'clock, we can open up our packs. And inside the pack was an instruction manual and a very, very vague plan. And you had to take the combination of the instruction manual and the plan, which had some really strange things that you had to do that you wouldn't really do in normal day life. But I think it was all part of, are you reading the instructions? Are you doing the measurements properly? All those kind of things. So it was a toilet installation with its pan connector and vent pipe and everything coming out the back, a basin installation with its waste pipe going into a gully outside, and then a shower installation with some very funny measurements on that thing as well. And then a geyser installation with a couple of tricks in there too to try to catch you out.
Wow.
And then your main water supply coming in with the strainers positioned in the right place and your PRV and a garden tap and all those wonderful things.
So that really kind of threw you in the deep end and gave you, what, a day and a half to follow through on installing all the stuff?
It was 10 hours.
10 hours.
So the first day was 7 hours. And to be completely honest, I was having a jaw. I was doing bits and pieces as I was going. I was laughing with the oaks and joking, and
weren't fully locked in for the first day.
No, I wasn't locked in at all. I was really just enjoying the experience and everything. And then by the end of the first day, I realized that day 2 is not a day.
It's 3 hours.
It's 3 hours. So, yeah, I arrived there on day 2, and I just dropped the hammer, eh?
And, you all in.
Got into focused in the zone and just climbed in. And
Did they give you a good appy? I mean, a good apprentice to partner with?
So the, each one of us, there's a plumbing training academy called Blue Lever up in Gauteng. And they gave apprentices forward. They were three-year apprentices.
How long is a normal proper plumbing apprenticeship?
Three years.
So these were final year dudes.
They were final year guys. Unfortunately, I think the guys lack a little bit of confidence. And I think that's just a matter of them physically getting onto the tools. And I think the guys spend a lot of time. I find it with the apprentices that I get from colleges as well, that they're reluctant or scared to get onto the tools. So for me, it was a very big thing. I mean, my guy was Edwin. He was quite nervous in the beginning, and just had a chat with him, got to know the guy, where he's from, you know, what kind of plumbing he's done. And he was mainly based on big construction sites. So this kind of small stuff was like
a bit out of his comfort zone.
But out of his comfort zone. But, you know, part of the assessment going through it was explaining why am I doing it this way? What is the SANS regulations associated to it? Why does the SANS regulation say you need to do this? So you're also educating, uplifting, and you're explaining to the oak why it gets done in that certain manner.
And the judges are also taking note of this and seeing how you're communicating.
100%. And then there's a very big aspect of how much work you actually give him to do. So while you're doing your work, you need to give him a task and then still continuously check on him. Oh, wait. And then there was another curveball thrown in here. So I think it was about every hour, there was a breakaway task.
Just completely so derail whatever you were doing.
Yeah. So you could be in the zone focused, and then they call you away to come and assemble a board full of valves or assemble a piping structure in the shape of a certain thing. Or, you know, you, it was you're like you focused 110%, and then they go, come, you need to go. And you know, no, man, I'm in it now. No, you got to come. So that was all tested as well. But yeah, my appy, Edwin, he got given, gave him a brief outline of where the pipes needed to go on the back wall. I said to him, right, level lines here, crossovers, all the fittings going in these areas here, let's get those lines going. And then you got to go check them and go, okay, no, rub that line out. Your level line's not very level. And you're just constantly going through with the oak as well. So there was that challenge as well, but the oak was a legend. I mean, by the end of it, he was like, man, you're amazing.
So he survived the crash course, the Barry Chapman 1.5 day diploma.
No, he did good. I was super, super impressed with him by the end of it. And yeah, out of the 8 contestants, only 3 of us finished our tasks.
You mean in terms of got everything installed?
Everything 100% installed.
Wow, that's a quite a attrition rate, eh?
I finished with about half an hour to spare. and then I whipped out a cloth and handy andy, and I was cleaning all the pencil marks off the wall and wiping the pipes down.
That's a plumber. Come on, that's
presentation.
That's the way it should be.
And you know, you stand back at the end of it and you look at it, and it's a bit of a weird installation, but it's the way they wanted it.
That's what they asked for. They're the client, right?
That's it. So, so 3 of us finished our installations, and then we had to strip. So the judges went through and did all their judging. I only got halfway through stripping because we all just ganged together to strip all these things down, and then I had to leave to go to the airport. So I didn't even know what the results were. And just before I jumped on my flight to fly back home, I got a message saying that I had come number 1 in South Africa at the IOPSA PRB Plumbers Olympics.
Yeah! So, Olympic gold, baby!
No, you know, like I said off air to you just now, it hasn't sunk in. You know, I had such a jolt. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed the people I was around. I mean, my team name was PPP, Plumbing with Passion and Pride. So, you know, I was just super stoked to be there. And to come home with, you know, the number 1 position in South Africa for the Plumbing Olympics. It's quite a humbling thing, man.
Well, like I said, we had no doubt you were going to go over there and do the business. You went, you achieved the mission, you're back now, and continuing to do what you do so well with that triple P approach, plumbing with pride and passion, and pride. And now, good people of the KZN North Coast, if you're looking for award-winning, Olympic-level plumbing service from Barry and the team that he imparts all that passion and pride to, you can get in touch with them today and get yourself an Olympic installation and the pride and the passion to boot. Barry, what's the smartest way for anyone listening to get in touch and for any sponsors, potential Olympic sponsors? Because I'm sure after this now, we're going to have to send you to the world champs.
Yeah, so our Facebook page, Chapman Plumbing, or online, www.chapmanplumbing.co.za. Well, office number is generally the best place to go during office hours, 032-525-4123. And then my cell phone number is always out there, 082-571-6455.
There you go. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Congratulations, Barry. We've got to think of a cool new nickname for you now that you are like an Olympic level plumbing athlete.
The Poolympian.
we'll have something figured out by next Tuesday. Chat to you again, my bro. Back to the music with Coldplay and BTS. My Universe, your station. Radio Life and Style.